Today is the 50th anniversary of the 1954 Supreme Court decision in Brown v. Board of Education, which legally ended segregation in the public schools of Topeka, Kansas, as well as the rest of the United States. Of course, it would take decades before individual state and, in some cases, individual county courts ordered the busing of school children in order to begin to honor, in reality, the spirit of that decision. And as we all know, the process of integration is still going on in many of our towns and cities, where color lines have continued to be drawn, sometimes invisibly, but drawn nonetheless, and where districts have actually allowed resegregation to occur once mandatory busing stopped. In Linda Brown, You Are Not Alone, the Coretta Scott King award-winning author Joyce Carol Thomas has collected for young readers a group of essays, reflections, and poems about this historical turning point from 10 writers, all of whom were children at the time of the court decision. The group includes poets like Eloise Greenfield and Ishmael Reed, and well-known novelists like Jerry Spinelli, Lois Lowry, Jean Craighead George, and Katherine Patterson. It's surprising that half of the contributors to this volume are white, but perhaps it's also fitting since desegregation certainly affected white America too. Jerry Spinelli recounts a friendship that developed between him and an African-American boy named Rayburn who had moved onto their street, a fact that Spinelli's mother remained in denial about for the whole summer, pretending that the boy and his family didn't exist. Katherine Patterson, who was the target of racial prejudice as an Anglo child in China in the late 1940s, writes about hearing in 1956 the then 26-year-old Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. give a speech at Fisk University in Nashville, Tennessee. She never forgot Dr. King's words that evening when he told his audience, quote, "Only love is powerful enough to conquer evil." It was not an easy process. For the historical Linda Brown, whose father first brought the case against the Topeka School Board, or for any of the countless children who were forced to run the gauntlet each morning from their buses to the schoolhouse door, as Eloise Greenfield reminds us in her poem, Desegregation, which begins and ends, "We walked the long path, lined with shouting nightmare faces, nightmare voices. The grown-ups have said we must be brave, that only the children can save the country now." And that's still true today, isn't it, in our new now.